There are many commands that Jesus gave that had great effect on the human race. For instance, love your enemies. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But there is one command that he gave that changed the course of history. Listen to it in Acts chapter 1, verse 6. When they, that is the followers of Jesus Christ, therefore were come together, they ask of him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power, but you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto to the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they looked, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. You see, it was this command of Jesus, you shall be my witnesses. You shall be the witnesses about my life. You shall be the witnesses about my teaching. You shall be the witnesses about my death. You shall be the witnesses about my resurrection. You shall be the witnesses of eternal life in Jesus' name. And those people that were there took that message, just as Jesus said, first into their hometown, then into the surrounding countryside, and then into their neighbors, and then into the uttermost parts of the earth. And Christians have been doing that ever since. Well, where is the uttermost part of the earth? Well, in relation to where Jesus was at when he said these words, we are in the uttermost parts of the earth. Many of us are in lands that those people knew nothing about, and that knew nothing about Jesus. But this command, you shall be my witnesses. He didn't say you shall be my warriors. He didn't say you shall be my rulers that go out and just rule over everybody in the earth. But you shall be my witnesses. And witnessing about Jesus gives people the information they need to call upon him. And when they call upon him and the Holy Spirit ministers to them, then the power of God comes in their lives and they're changed. And the world was changed through the witness of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that someone witnessed to me about Jesus. It was my mother. She told me about Jesus. She talked to me about Jesus. And as we would do chores around the house and I would help her when I was a child, she would tell me stories about Jesus and talk to me about it. Thank you, O Lord. And may I be a witness today, every place I go, in any way I can, about Jesus, about eternal life. Help me to be winsome. Help me not to be obnoxious or overbearing, but in some way bring across the testimony about Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.